Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. We're now on chapter number 38, which is Haggai. So upon completion of this chapter, you're going to be able to name the author of the book of Haggai, identify to whom the book of Haggai was written, state the purpose for the book of Haggai, write the key verse of the book of Haggai from memory, and state the life and ministry principle for the book of Haggai. And as an introduction, Haggai, of course, is the author. And it was written to Israel after the exile, particularly to the Jews who had returned to Jerusalem. The purpose was to inspire Israel to a new zeal for God and to make the leaders aware of their responsibility to rebuild the temple of worship. Your key verse is going to be found in chapter 1, verse 5. And a life and ministry principle are that building God's kingdom should be a priority of the true believer. And the main character is Haggai. And now for the outline, Roman numeral 1, we have the first message, which is a summons to rebuild the temple. And this was given on the first day of the sixth month. Point number A is the date. Point number B, the message. And number 1 is the people's procrastination. 2, its consequences. Then point number C, the people's response. Then point number 1, obedience and fear of the Lord. And 2, the work of encouragement. Number 3 is the work begun, and 4, the date. Then we go into Roman numeral number 2, which is the second message, prophecy of the millennial temple, which would be greater than the temple that they would now build. And this is given the 21st day of the seventh month. That's in chapter number 2. Point number A, we have the date, still in chapter number 2. B, the message. Point number 1, the temples compared. And 2, the answer to discouragement. And 3, the universal shaking and the latter glory of the temple. Roman numeral number 3, still in chapter 2, we have the third message, which is the promise of the present blessing on the rebuilding of the temple, which is given on the 24th day of the ninth month. Point number A, the date. B, the message, which is sin is contagious. Point number 1, the priest's question. And point number 2, the application. In Roman numeral number 4, which is still in chapter 2, we have the fourth message, which is the prophecy of future destruction of the Gentile world powers. And this is given on the 24th day of the ninth month. Point number A is the date, which is still in chapter number 2. B, the message. Point number 1 is the overthrow of earthly power. And 2, Zerubbabel the signet. And that's it for this lesson. Go ahead and do your chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.